flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Glad you're feeling that excitement for the start of baseball season. At least
like a
kernel.
It was like hitting a smelling salt just for a second, just like the woo, and then it goes away. But I don't know. It was cool. It was cool to see. I mean, I love those guys. I love those guys. Love watching them play. Want big things. Expect big things from all of them. Good to see them back together. They don't care. They don't care what the Dodgers have done. They don't care really what's going on with the Padres. They just want to play ball and try to win games. I appreciate that.
If Major Garrett is still passionate and excited about the Padres, and, he's got his questions as well, I think you're allowed out there to be passionate and excited about the Padres, even if it was a disappointing offseason, at least from the standards that we have come to expect in recent years. Obviously, this has been a highly disappointing and different feeling offseason for the San Diego Padres. There had not been a single major league signing on the free agent level until officially yesterday, when the team announced what we had learned earlier in the week, that Elias Diaz will be joining the team as a catcher. They did not announce the terms of the deal, but reportedly a 1-year, $3.5 million contract with a mutual option for 2026. And you mentioned they did the post, the social media post, hey, welcome back, Elias Diaz. And then they dropped a hype video, which I thought, wait, hold on, is this what I think it is? And then I started watching it and going, this is actually a really, really good video of Elias Diaz. Because when they signed him, Woods, I had to go and find some video to pull for Channel 10. I need some B-roll of Elias Diaz in a Padres uniform. So I went to his game log. I go, okay, where am I going to find something? All right, well, he had that one home run on September 21st against the White Sox. I will pull that one. And I did. And then I said, and he had 3 other hits in his entire, he had a single and 2 doubles. I actually found one of the doubles. It was an RBI double, brought in a run. So I had video of that. And that was all I could find. I'm going, this is tough. But the Padres managed to put together, I don't know how long it was, felt like about a minute and a half.
About 30 seconds.
It was only 30 seconds.
30, 40 seconds.
I don't know. It's of good Elias Diaz content from their social media team.
I think, if you're the social media team, you've been like, we've been making graphics for concerts and stuff. So, like, I want to make, is it cool if I rip out a, yeah, have at it. If you want to do it, you think you can get enough material, go get it. Because
in previous off seasons is like, we don't have time. We don't have time to make
too many
videos for every player that's being added and all the moves that we're making. This off season, they're sitting around waiting for something to do.
Yeah.
And they finally had a chance to put it all together yesterday.
Good. And by the way, great job. I mean, great job on it. You got me fired up about Elias Diaz yesterday after his four hits for the Padres. He played in what, like 11 games or something, or maybe even 12.
12 I think
games.
Was his total. Total games.
So, listen, you got to sell the sizzle every now and then, right? We have to do it. They have to do it. Everybody's got to do it. And I think they did a great job at doing it. And they had time on their hands, as you said. Usually they're making 4 to 5 an offseason. So far, it's been a little bit slow.
Yep. So it is official. Elias Diaz joins the catching core for the San Diego Padres. He will report with pitchers and catchers to spring training. We are now less than 2 weeks away from the report date for Padres pitchers and catchers in Arizona.
Crazy.
Hard to believe.
It is.
You know, Super Bowl will be played, and then 1, 2, 3 days later, I believe, now we'll start spring training. It used to be back in the day, they'd play the Super Bowl, and then you'd have about two and a half weeks before spring training started, but with the Super Bowl going later and spring training seemingly starting a little bit earlier every year, that gap has narrowed to just like a day or two. In fact, I believe the Dodgers and who are they playing in Japan? The two is it the Cubs?
Is it the Cubs?
Whoever they're playing, I think they report like on Super Bowl Sunday because they need to get a bit of a head start like the Padres and Dodgers did last year for the Korea series when they reported a little bit earlier than everybody else.
Yeah, it will be the Cubs.
Yeah. Dodgers and Cubs starting the year in Tokyo.
Yep.
So now remember that what the toll that took on the Padres early in the season. The Dodgers have to do it again, and not that I feel like it's going to derail their.
They only may win 119 games.
Yeah, derail their efforts, but it certainly will put a little extra mileage on those teams when they have to make that travel again, especially for a second year in a row for the Dodgers.
Well, I mean, look, they're I don't want to say exploiting, that's not the right word, but they are looking to conquer Japan, and so far, so good. Very well done.
Yeah.
If that was on your vision board, Andrew Friedman, it's come to light. I just saw a clip last week of Mookie Betts in Japan, just doing ambassador work now. I mean, they're going to be over there in a month or so or whatever.
So do they go to him like, hey, Mookie, can we fly you over first class to Japan for a few days to shoot some videos and hype for the series? And
that's right. Exactly right. So pretty smart. That's what they're doing. Let's think about what
the sun never sets on the Dodgers empire, apparently.
Well, let's think about what continent that A.J. Preller and his scouts can go out and conquer. That
the Dodgers just signed the first ever player from Africa.
They did.
So
the Sudan. So where can we go?
Well, I think we already have a toehold thanks to Joe Musgrove.
In Antarctica. There's like 17 people there. What are the odds that one of them is going to be good at baseball? What about Australia? Paulie and I played with a guy in Australia.
Richo.
And he came to Explicit with us. Great ball player.
That's right.
And he plays in adult leagues down there. He's like, oh, there's some action.
He didn't come back to fantasy camp.
Well, no, he didn't. Australia's far, bro.
I think he's coming to San Diego.
He's coming to San Diego next year.
Next year.
Opening day. But, yeah, what is the next what's the next continent that we can conquer and start pulling players from there? Japan? I think we're out. A.J. Preller learning Japanese. It hasn't paid off for him yet. But I do think, there's a whole great big world out there. Where can we go next? Europe. A lot of baseball in Europe. We got our buddy Welsh Fryer. He plays over there. I think it's growing.
Not a ton of professional baseball players coming out of Europe, are there?
Not that I know of.
I can't think of.
Yeah, Liam Hendricks was from Australia.
Yeah.
That's right. Grant Balfour was in Australia.
There's been a few. Yeah. Dave Nilsson back in the day from the Brewers was Australian. Europeans, I mean, like Jurickson and Profar could play for the
Curaçao.
But because it was the Netherlands, because that's a Netherlands, colony or whatever it was. He could play for the Netherlands in the World Baseball Classic.
Kirsten says the Dominican. Yeah, I mean we've done really well there, as most teams do. They've got the academies down there, and I think the most recent first pick overall is Australian. I didn't know that. Who was the most recent first pick overall? Out of Australia?
Really? Oh, Bazana. Yeah.
Travis Bazana?
Yeah, but he's doesn't he have like dual He might have dual citizenship or something like that.
Was he from there? He came over here to play in college or something?
He attended high school in Sydney, Australia. Oh, Australian, right born. On. Yeah, born in Sydney.
You go.
Yeah, he's Sydney. And then he went to Oregon State.
I had no idea. None.
But yeah, I guess he's originally from Australia. So,
well, we know who we can send over as our ambassador to Australia. It could be you.
Because of my accent.
Because of your accent. Thanks. Nobody does it better.
All right. Well, what the bloody hell was that attempt at an Aussie accent?
See?
Eric has a good thought in the chat. How about India and Pakistan? Find some of those cricket players
and
turn them into baseball stars.
They can sling it. India, 1 billion people over there. Yep. One or two of them have to be good players. I agree with that. It's just the law of averages.
Better chances than Antarctica.
Yeah. So. Definitely.
All right. Yeah, we'll get into some more of the Padres rumors that were popping up yesterday. John Heyman wrote a piece in the New York Post about the Padres and Mets. I think that's a bit...
I can't believe it. That John Heyman?
Yeah, a little self-interested and, you know, wanting to see maybe Dylan Cease come to the Mets. But
they can't even believe it. Two seed.
It certainly makes...
They can't even believe it.
Certainly, I've forgotten about that one.
How could you forget?
They can't even believe it.
How do you forget about that?
Man was in tears.
He was in tears that night.
But, the Mets are certainly one of the teams that would be a possibility. You've mentioned the Braves, the Cubs have been.
Those are the three
in talks.
The three big ones. And there's some good prospects. At least the Cubs, I think, really, really match up pretty well. But, you know, again, what the AJ's asking price is huge. I mean, it's huge as it should be.
Yeah, I just wonder can any of those teams offer like a major league player as well? Because the Padres don't just need prospects.
No, there needs to be somebody.
They need to find a major league player, and it can't be someone like Starling Marte.
No,
they can't be young, controllable on someone else's burden. They're not looking for that. They're looking for someone who can actually produce, a left fielder,
a starting pitcher,
hitter, a starting pitcher. And, you know, you're not going to get likely, you know, five war superstar, but someone, you know, who can provide a couple of, you know, 1.5 to 2 war at one of those positions would be really valuable to the Padres, you know, this season. And then also, you know, prospects that fortify your system and make you better going forward. A way that you can spread some of the wealth of someone like Dylan Cease. You know, a couple of prospects, to me, I'm going to feel a little, all right, that's a little, you know, that's a little too future thinking.
Yeah.
But you also do need to add to your system as well. That is something, as Major Garrett said, the Padres need to do, because beyond Salas and DeVries, you know, it's not, you know, they're ranked 26th in baseball and prospects.
25th, relax.
25th. Yeah, they need to, you know, they do need to reinforce that area, not just because you need to have a good minor league system, but, you know, if the Padres are decent this year, they're going to need something to trade at the deadline to improve their team, you know, come July. And
like I said earlier, I'll hammer this point home all day. It's got to hurt them. It has to hurt the team that is giving back once they get Dylan Cease. It has to hurt. They have to go, ugh, all right. Because, again, you're talking, as usual, proven commodity for unproven commodity. You're still a commodity, but very unproven, and you just never know what can happen, but you know what you're getting from Dylan Cease. The consistency has always been there with Dylan Cease. You know what you're getting, right? So it's got to hurt. It has to hurt them more than it hurts you losing a Dylan Cease who's got 1 year remaining with Scott Boras as his agent. They know that as well, so they're going to try to keep the offer down. You don't have to trade him. The Cubs, if they want to go for it and they want to win and build around some of the already 1 year rentals that they have, if they want to pull a Padres and really try to go for it because they're in a division where they can do some damage, then you have to do it. You have to do it, but it's got to hurt them.
Yeah, at some point, one of those GMs is going to look and go, God, I like our team. We're so close.
Alex Anthopoulos,
I need to pull this off.
I know
it's going to hurt, but I need to pull this deal off.
Guys like that, guys like Alex Anthopoulos and the GM of the Cubs, I think just like A.J. Preller has always thought, Jed Hoyer. I can always restock. I can restock. We have a draft coming up. I can restock. I'm going to lose some comp picks signing these guys and things like that, but I can restock with top prospects. So I think it's I think it is. It feels more likely today than it did, you know, even a week ago, because now you're starting to see some names in returns.
Don't Do This is coming up next, as Wood said. The one rule. Violated again.
Yeah. There's just one name. If you want to stay off Don't Do This and you want to stay out of the headlines, there's a lot of things you need to do. But there's one name you can't invoke. Just one.
First, though, let me tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Valentine's Day is coming up, and I know that from my experience in losing weight, one of the greatest things that you can give to your loved ones is getting in shape yourself, like getting healthy, so they're not worried about you all the time. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. It's just great peace of mind for both you and your family, knowing that you've done something to, you know, help secure your health. And my health is so much better now. You know, I sleep better, less back pain, less knee pain. Losing weight is just really a great thing on your organs. So many benefits from it. And you can do it fast. 2 months is nothing. Nothing. It goes by like a snap. And then you feel better, and then it's so much easier to start exercising and doing the things that you probably have stopped doing since you put on all the pounds. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to SDFatLoss.com. You're going to set up a free consultation and take advantage of their Valentine's Day special. Yeah, kind of extending the New Year special into Valentine's Day. You can still get $200 off until Valentine's Day. Check them out. It's all based on real foods, no prepackaged mixes, shakes, or bars. I did it. You can do it as well. Friends down the hall, John and Jess, they lost 70 pounds combined with SDFatLoss.com. So many success stories out there. Please be the next tier one success story with SDFatLoss.com. Sign up for a free consultation. No injections. Just lose the weight, a pound of fat per day. 10 to 20% of your body weight in 60 days at SDFatLoss.com.
Don't. College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die. Do set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com. It's a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. I'll get things started today, and I would like to welcome Justin Tucker to the club. Deshaun Watson was saving you a seat.
Man.
At the NFL Players Accused of Inappropriate Behavior by Massage Therapists Club.
What the hell is happening
here, man?
Justin Tucker, of course, the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, one of the best who has ever done it. Had kind of a surprisingly off season this year. And don't know if this was part of it, but we just found out from the Baltimore Banner yesterday that Tucker is being accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by six massage therapists in the Baltimore area. Don't think I can go into specific details, but I think you can imagine what the accusations are against Justin Tucker.
You want to know the wildest part of this entire story is this. So the article comes out. Justin Tucker released a statement denying all allegations. People started digging up tweets from 2021. That said, things the nature, like Justin Tucker is banned from massage parlors in the Baltimore area. This is 4 years ago that people were like, yeah, but that's a story for another day. You don't want to know about what I know about Justin Tucker. He's been banned from these two massage parlors in the Baltimore area. That's weird to me. That's very, very strange that, you know, this potentially has been brewing for a while with Justin Tucker. I don't know Justin Tucker at all. I don't know what his character is. It definitely surprised me when I saw it yesterday. It didn't feel like something he would do, but I don't know why I say that. It was wild. I read the accusations and I went, "Oh my God!" I mean, we're talking, and it gets
disturbing.
It gets pretty descriptive too.
So as with anyone, Justin Tucker deserves the presumption of innocence,
sure,
and absolutely deserves to present his facts and case. And as he said, he released a statement, called the allegations unequivocally false. I will say, because this has been now an issue multiple times, and we've seen it on both sides where, you know, athletes absolutely have done bad behavior, and there have been some people who have tried to take advantage, you know, financially of athletes in compromised positions or whatever. There can be exaggerations. I understand that both of these things happen. My logical brain, though, goes to, okay, this is six different people, yeah, making these accusations. Anyone, you know what, anyone can have a misunderstanding,
sure,
at a massage parlor once. Probably. I mean, it could happen.
I mean, kind of.
I could understand it happening. Okay, something happened. I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to do that. I will, you know, if
it's
I will
never, its own.
I'll never come back again. It won't happen again. And then it doesn't. And then, okay, I will give you the benefit of the doubt. If it was one time, like, it never happened again, and it was like, okay, this was just a mistake. Six times means you continue to go to massage parlors.
Six different ones.
Is it possible that six different massage therapists have all concocted stories, similar stories, that they get together in some chat room or, you know, having drinks and go, hey, let's really screw over Justin Tucker. Let's pick him.
It's wild,
you know,
man.
And pick him.
It's wild.
I don't know. To me, that stretches what is reasonably and logical.
Well,
it's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt when I hear six different people are making the same accusation. Same with Deshaun Watson. That was, what, 23?
Yeah.
Women? It's really hard to think that they are all just making up the same story and just decided one day, this is the guy we're going to screw,
yeah,
over.
Yeah, and then, again, that those tweets from years ago, that's the part of it that I said, this goes a little bit beyond he said, she said, because This was kind of a known thing in that Baltimore circle four years ago. They're making these accusations on social media, and now it comes to light based on the article. And have they been covering this for the last 4 years, and it's now just coming out? It's pretty disturbing, to say the least. So we'll see what happens there. You know, again, hard and fast rule of don't do this. There's one quick way to always get your name in the papers, unwanted social media attention. It's by invoking the name of Hitler. And active UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell was on his podcast. It's called Ark Insanity, like Arkansas. He's in he's full camo. He's talking on his podcast, and he just said, "I honestly think Hitler was a good guy. He wanted to purify Germany by kicking the greedy Jews out that were destroying his country and turning them all into gays. Didn't want a bunch of queers destroying his nation." That's a quote from him. Don't pull that out of context. Thank you. But that's what he said on his podcast. And he, you know, obviously was summarily dragged. Dana White, the president of the UFC, came out and said, he's an idiot. He's one of the dumbest guys that I've ever met. He has a right to free speech. And I guess you have a right as a viewer to watch him get pummeled in the octagon.
You also have a right as a viewer not to watch him.
And
my recommendation would be, if Dana White is going to keep putting him out there,
yeah,
don't watch. You know, like, make that the lowest rated UFC fight ever, and then he won't get another opportunity.
It did feel a little. Maybe that warrants a bit of a suspension, but apparently not. But hey, man, it's not my league. So
again, don't.
It's just the one guy. Like, it's just like that one guy that is just a guaranteed
thinks,
L.
Well, no, maybe if I phrase
maybe
it
if
differently,
I phrase it
maybe
differently.
I there's a better way to say it. No.
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 Don't do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we need a little doo-doo this. Good karma
here. Mega doo-doo.
So, Philadelphia Eagles found out that, you know, the New Orleans is going to be hosting the Super Bowl. Same as the national championship, where they had the terrorist attack, the truck driving through Bourbon Street, such a tragedy less than a month ago. And two of the people who were sitting there on Bourbon Street that night, former Princeton players, best friends, and huge Eagles fans. One of them was killed during the incident, Tiger Beck. His best friend, who was named Ryan Quigley, survived, but suffered a broken leg and back, among other injuries. The Eagles have reached out. They found Brett Quigley and brought him down to the facility and said, would you like to come to the Super Bowl?
Oh, that's killer.
And
man.
Gave him tickets and like said, you know, we're sorry that, you know, Tiger can't be there with you. And is it okay? Are you willing to come back? He said, I will go back to New Orleans where it happened. I want to cheer for my Eagles.
That's pretty cool.
I want
cool.
to be there for the Super Bowl. So it was nice to see them doing something for one of the victims of that incredibly tragic terrorist attack in New Orleans from a month ago. Man, it's been a tough start.
Yeah, really, really tough. You start to, so many things happen, you forget. You're like, oh, we just had these fires.
Terrorist attack. Plane crash.
You want to think nowhere to go but up, you know, but you also realize if you're a Padres fan, there's always a deeper darkness. So you just roll with the punches as best you can.
And that's Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll talk more about those Padres rumors.
Let's get into some of the names and the return.
I agree.
Break those down.
Mets prospects, Cubs prospects. I mean, is there anything out there that looks appealing to you guys?
Yeah, California sports fans, got good news for you. Underdog available to play right here in our state. The best app for your big game party is actually on your phone, and it's called Underdog. Underdog, the best place to cash in on all your takes during the big game. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are ice cold? Make your entries in just a few taps. With their pick'em game, you could win up to a thousand times your money just by choosing higher or lower on certain players' stats. You know how daily fantasy works. Really, really fun. Very, very simple to do. Just cook up some entries for a shot to win the real cash prizes while you watch the big game. I always have fun watching it, and they do such a good job on Underdog of tracking your picks. You look at them, and it has this little line, and you're like, oh, I'm getting closer. Oh, I'm getting closer to 181 and a half yards. It's a blast. I've had so much fun with it. A lot of Tier 1 signing up as well. Really appreciate it. And Underdog, the best place to play. Pick 'em. Download the app. Sign up with the promo code Woods. Deposit now. You'll get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code Woods. Must be 18 and over, present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
The Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest is your chance at the ultimate trip to Las Vegas. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, log in, listen to 97.3 The Fan for at least 1 hour to earn your daily entry into our national contest. The grand prize is travel and accommodations for a winner and three guests to Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, where you can watch the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim, plus $20,000 cash. Did you go to Stadium Swim when you were? I have not checked it out yet.
I've been to the casino and I've seen it like at night. I've seen the pool area and all the really massive big screens surrounding it. It looks awesome. Have not been there like during the day when everything's going off.
That, like Don Orsillo.
Yes.
One of my favorite spots of all time. Him just in all his glory at Stadium Swim. It looks amazing. Where is it, on the strip or is it off strip?
That's downtown.
It's downtown.
Downtown. Circa's downtown.
You gotta take an Uber
old school downtown. Unless you're staying down there.
We had dinner at the steakhouse there at Circa, and we were like kind of walking around the casino, and you're like, oh, there's the sports book looks cool, but then you see the pool area and you're like, that's how it's done.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
You know, I got this email yesterday, and I know we're gonna talk Padres here, but I'd like to bring it up at some point. We both do daily fantasy, you know, we have sponsors for our daily fantasy. I got an email, and there's a push again to try to legalize sports gambling in California. And every time there's a push, there's a push back. It's legal in most states now. California and Texas are two of the only ones that have not legalized sports betting yet. You can do daily fantasy, but you can't technically
bet on games,
you know, in the state of California. Now, do people find ways around it? I'm told that... that they might.
I mean, I've heard of it happening. But
when we were at fantasy camp, you know, casino down the street has sports book. You can gamble on sports in most states.
Did you
now
hammer the under when you went to the play your poker?
Why didn't you
put $50 on the under?
There wasn't much going on at the moment.
What's the Dodgers win total?
I haven't seen that. We'll have to check the over-under totals. Yeah. But the argument is usually the same. People are going to find a way to do it anyway. You know, you can get tax revenue for your state and regulate it and, you know, take out some bad actors who are, you know, perhaps, you know, scamming people, and there's really not much protection because you're not doing it legally. So make it legal. The arguments against, of course, are you don't want it to be easy for kids to, you know, get into it. And that's always a concern. And I think, you know, Woods and I both believe in responsible gaming of any sorts. You know, I think it's a fun thing to do, and as long as you are doing it responsibly and, you know, keeping an eye on what you're spending, and it's no more harmful than any other vice, that, and there's plenty of vices out there that people will indulge in from time to time, but you should always do so responsibly.
Yeah,
I've got total lines.
Oh, do you?
For the season. This is from FanDuel. Everybody's got their own different books, but we'll go with FanDuel for now. As of today, I've got the 2025 regular season wins line for the Padres and the Dodgers.
Okay.
Who would you like to hear first?
Let's guess. You give us the two numbers, and we'll guess which team is associated with each number.
I'll try to set it myself.
You want to do Padres or Dodgers?
Padres, first. I'm setting it at 82 wins.
No, much higher than that. I would say they're at 86.5.
Ben was very close, 87.5 wins for the Padres.
Much, much higher perception, I think, outside of San Diego of the Padres. I think, you know, a lot of Padres fans would have be a little more toward your idea. And, you know, if you feel that way, you can go ahead and hammer the under. But nationally, they look at the roster and go, that can't be any worse than like an 86, 87 win team based on the players that they have.
Dodgers,
I mean, just the fact that it's baseball.
Right.
You can't go too high.
Yeah, you can't go 113 or something.
Yeah, that just wouldn't be reasonable. Could they win 113? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is it 113?
No.
Oh.
But
somebody just said in the chat, Dodgers 113.
No, that's too high. I would say, I'm going to guess 106.5.
I'm going to say 99.5.
Split the difference, Ben, a little bit closer.
104.5.
That's a lot of dubs, man. That's a lot of dubs.
I mean,
dubs.
Last year, 99?
Yeah, they did. If you bet the under, though, and it's the middle of September and they're already at 108, you're going to go, well, that was dumb. I knew that they were do this all season long.
Yeah.
So I couldn't.
The under pays out slightly better than the over. For the Dodgers.
Really?
-115.
I wouldn't bet the under on the Dodgers.
I don't think I could pull the trigger on the under.
I don't think I would bet the under on the Dodgers.
99 last year. They're getting Ohtani back to pitch.
Allegedly.
And then they've added some insane pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, they've only gotten better. They have not gotten worse.
Think about it from a historical perspective. There's been 175 seasons of Major League Baseball. How many teams have ever won more than 104.5 games? Probably no more than a handful in baseball history. So 99.999% of baseball teams historically have won less than 104.5 games. So are you riding on the .0001 or are you riding on the 99.999? I feel like I'm riding on the .0001 here on the Dodgers. I just don't think... I mean, they're just going
to
be better than last year.
If they don't win 105 games with that roster,
it feels like I feel like a 100-win season is fairly disappointing. Like, if they won 100 games exactly,
dude,
that's an underachievement.
Yeah.
Kind of a fairly considerable one.
Yeah. KG says, God willing, the 23 curse that afflicted us moves north. That would be a scene. If you hated me now, you will hate me then. Dodgers fans. I will be nude running the streets of San Diego.
I mean, you just need to curse so many people all at once.
Yeah. I mean, we actually had guys healthy in 23. I mean, we did. It was healthy. They just didn't get it done. I mean, which happens. Pressure's gnarly. Gnarly. They've done it.
Dodgers go, you know, 6-27 in one run games.
Right. Something absurd. You know, can't win the extra inning.
I don't even see them being in that many one run games this year.
Me neither. I definitely plan on making some money on the Dodgers this year. It seems like a no-brainer. But, yeah, so we'll see. So the Dylan C. stuff is coming out. And all I did just now is I went into X and I just typed in Dylan C. And you have fake insiders from three different fan bases. Here's one from the Braves. News. Braves talks with Padres for Dylan C. have intensified. Some progress towards a possible deal has been made. Sources tell Stripers report from Atlanta, and he brings up tomorrow really is a, he says this 3 hours ago, tomorrow really is a soft deadline for Cease, as Padres Fan Fest is tomorrow. They would prefer not to have a star be there if they're not going to play for them this season. Dylan Cease is scheduled to be on this radio station tomorrow. It would be a little odd to have him at Fan Fest and then trade him 2 days later. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
I promise you that A.J. Preller doesn't consider tomorrow to be a deadline of any sort.
Of any, not even a little bit. Not even a little. So also,
he is not going to desperately trade Dylan Cease just because of Fan Fest.
I heard he's on the fan tomorrow. We've got to get rid of him today. So no, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it needs to be the right deal. Here's another one. The Atlanta Braves have reached a trade agreement with the Padres for Dylan Cease. Wow. The Georgia native is returning home. Former Milton High School grad. Blah, 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 blah. Players returning to San Diego and the deal are still unknown. That's from Bobson Dugnut. So you know it's good. 223 followers. So there's also rumors about the Cubs and the asking price for the Cubs. Shaw is the guy that allegedly A.J. Preller is wanting, Matt Shaw.
So I talked to my resident Cubs fan at Channel 10 last night, Michael Chen, big Cubs fan, says the Cubs are not going to give up Shaw. That's his opinion. Yeah. Shaw's an untouchable.
He's untouchable.
According to, at least, Cubs fan Michael Chen.
Okay.
Now, they have six other prospects in the top 100?
Yeah.
We talked yesterday, including Owen Casey, who was a former Padres prospect that was dealt to the Cubs as a very youngster with in the Yu Darvish trade a few years ago and has developed into a promising young player. But there are other names there, and several of them are projected to reach the big leagues this year, which is why the Cubs felt like a potentially logical destination and trade partner for the Padres. But as John Heyman reported in the New York Post, he thinks that the Mets make more sense for the Padres.
Of course he does.
Based on
his Mets
some
fandom.
Of their prospects as well. Let's talk about what the Mets can offer after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so New York Post, John Heyman writes that the Mets don't like long-term deals for pitchers, and they showed that by not pursuing Max Fried or Corbin Burns, but they've been trying for Padres rental ace Dylan Cease, and presumably would also consider rotation mate Michael King.
Oh, I bet they would.
The Cubs are involved as well. While their prospect list is ranked higher, with highly regarded third baseman prospect Matt Shaw understandably off limits in rental deals, the Padres may prefer the Mets list, including Brandon Sproat, Jet Williams, and Luis Angel Acuna.
So I saw those three names mentioned yesterday, and I did see a couple of Padres fans saying, if that's the deal from the Mets, I will drive Dylan Cease to the airport. And I don't know enough about those three guys, Ben, to speak intelligently.
Sproat and Williams are both in the top 100 overall of baseball prospects.
What positions do they
Sproat
play?
Sproat is a right-handed pitcher,
okay,
something the Padres absolutely need.
Sure.
I believe Jet Williams is listed as both a shortstop and outfielder.
Got a few of those.
So, you need an outfielder, though, if he could play outfield. And Luis Angel Acuna is the biggest kind of name. He's not the highest ranked prospect. In fact, what I saw, he was like only eighth on the Mets prospect list, but
he's got the name.
He's got a pedigree. He's the brother of Ronald Acuna Jr., who, of course, is MVP Ronald Acuna Jr. Now, he hasn't shown a lot of power. He has speed in the minor leagues and has hit okay, but not for power, nothing anywhere close to what his brother has been able to show on the big league level. But he does have the family pedigree that gets people excited.
I'm looking at Jet Williams' numbers. I mean, pass. I mean, he was a 225 hitter in his career, 250 hitter in the minors for three seasons.
There's a reason why
he has no power.
There's a reason why he's listed in the top 100 overall prospects in baseball.
Is it because of his speed? Because Nope, it's not a speed. I'm looking for what it potentially could be. It's not power. He has 14 homers in the minors in 3 years. He has stolen 56 bags in 3 years. That's okay. He doesn't walk a ton. I mean, his OBP in the minors is 408, slugging 417. That's okay. I mean, is this Bryce Johnson, or what are we talking about here? Forgive me my ignorance. I'm just looking at these numbers, and I'm trying to see, is there raw power? No.
I don't know.
Is there a ton of speed?
I don't know enough specifically about the Mets prospects to speak intelligently about Jet Williams. I can tell you a couple of things. The minor league numbers, sometimes they're real and sometimes they're not. You know, if major league GMs project that OBP as like, we think he can duplicate that on the major league level, then he's instantly valuable to a team.
If he can get on base four out of ten times
on the big leagues,
he does walk a lot.
He's absolutely valuable. But not everybody projects that way. They go, yeah, I mean, he's good against minor league pitching, but I don't see it against major league pitching. So that's part of it. The other thing is the top 100, you know, I was reading Keith Law, he goes, It's not a great top 100. He says it was a stretch for me to even get to 100 names. So even if the name is on the top 100, doesn't mean they're that great of a prospect anymore. So keep that in mind as well. With any deal that's for prospects this year, might not be the greatest deal. Now, second half of this John Heyman piece is that if the Padres traded Dylan Cease, that they would likely pivot and try to sign another pitcher, including Nick Pivetta or Jack Flaherty. No pun intended on the pivot. I don't see the Padres trading Dylan Cease and then going and signing someone like Jack Flaherty, who would be more expensive than Dylan Cease because he's a free agent pitcher and is trying to command, you know, top dollar on the market right now. Maybe Nick Pivetta you could get on a more reasonable deal as he's gone unsigned this whole offseason, but Flaherty is, you know, the best pitcher left on the market. And to me, that doesn't make a ton of sense.
He's another spy. I'll pass on him. I see him winking at Shohei Ohtani and throwing him a heater.
Team as long as Manny Machado was on that team.
It doesn't matter.
Manny Machado is not a spy.
He's been tweeting about the Dodgers every day, celebrating every move they've made. Pass! I'm out. I have to eat my words. Hey, sorry, Jack. Always wanted you here.
Welcome to spring training, bud.
I like the dude. I do. I like him well enough, but I feel like he's just. I feel like he really loves LA.
I don't trust him.
Couple of other notes, not involving the Padres in this piece. He mentions the Mets offered Mark Canna a non-guaranteed deal. Canna is a fairly established major leaguer, has a decent OPS year by year, is someone who could definitely help the Padres. He's not getting a ton of interest on the market if he's not even getting a major league guaranteed deal offer from his own team that likes him a lot. So I wonder if he's someone that's on AJ Preller's radar. JD Martinez, who was a big influence in the Mets winning clubhouse, is also aiming to play in 2025. He's someone Padres could use as a designated hitter.
And a designated hitter only, yep.
But, you know, they need a designated hitter, especially now that, you know, Ha-Sung Kim and Jerickson Profar are gone. Don't know if that's someone that could fit into AJ Preller's plans as well.
Yeah, I mean, interesting guy. I mean, these are, you know, again, you want to catch the lightning in the bottle that you were able to do last year with Donovan Solano, David Peralta, guys like that. I don't know, man. Do these guys have much left in the tank? JD's third said, would we welcome Jack Flaherty if it meant winning a World Series or pass? Of course you'd welcome if you were guaranteed a World Series, but, you know, I kind of say it in jest when I say he's a spy, but that he does love the Dodgers, man, and he wants to be part of what they're doing there. They don't really have room for him. They certainly have the money if they wanted to bring him back, but they haven't yet. You know, and like I said, I wonder too. We saw what they did yesterday. They let go of Ryan Brazier, who had a 1.89 ERA for them out of the bullpen. They let go of Brazier.
They didn't have any room left in their 40-man.
They DFA'd him.
Now they can still trade him during this DFA period.
Correct. They can still trade him. But
they will. Someone will offer something for Brazier.
100%. Yeah. And you look at it and you go, oh my God, are they Like, they don't have a spot for Kike right now. You know what I mean? Are they messing...
They don't have a spot for Clayton Kershaw right now.
Are they messing with their chemistry, potentially, of guys that were there? I mean, for me, it's... I guess it's... If it works out for him, great. It's a smart thing if you're Andrew Friedman to say, yeah, the natural rush to judgment is, I'm bringing all these guys back. Let's keep the good vibes rolling, right? They do business a little differently. They've upgraded in many positions. But is Kirby Yates, who I love, is he an upgrade over Ryan Brazier? I don't know. Ryan Brazier had a monster year for them last year. You're kind of cutting out some of these pieces, the Flaherty's, the Kikes, the Ryan Braziers, that helped you win a World Series. So
I see what you're saying.
You know what
They've
I mean?
They've spent too much on too many good players.
Yes.
And thus are going to suffer because of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say they're going to suffer. I'm not going to say they're going to suffer at all. Nail says chemistry coming off a World Series is a little easier to find. I tend to agree with you, man.
It is in spring training, but once, you know, the games get started and guys are not playing or sitting on the bench, you can sometimes get, you know, fractured feelings in situations like that.
Yeah, sure.
One other note, the Padres, according to John Heyman, will listen on just about anyone except Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., according to what he's saying.
Jackson Merrill.
I would think Jackson Merrill would be on that list as well, but he did not specifically mention Jackson Merrill. Did have one signing yesterday in Major League Baseball. Max Scherzer agreed to a one-year, $15.5 million deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays seemingly are that team that didn't get anyone they really wanted and are now settling for all the second-tier players as like a consolation prize. I don't think that's usually a very good strategy, but I can't say that, you know, maybe they catch lightning in a bottle. I saw our friends at Cespedes Family Barbecue pointed out that Scherzer got $500,000 more than Justin Verlander did with the Giants.
Yeah, 15 and 15-5.
Didn't think that that was a coincidence.
That's not coincidental. By, those guys have been on this weird linear kind of path. And
Personally, who would you rather have, Scherzer or Verlander, on essentially the same price in a one-year deal? I think I'd rather go gamble on Scherzer.
I have no earthly idea, put to the test, which one I would want. Give me Lord Baseball. Why not?
You'd rather have Verlander.
Yeah, Kate Upton.
Well, we'll see him on the San Francisco Giants this season.
Yeah, Kate Upton.
And that's your baseball update.
That's literally my only reason. But maybe we get to interview Kate Upton. That's it.
All right, we'll come back, reset the show on a Friday. I think there's some music talk coming up.
Ooh,
I'm usually not in the loop on some of those.
Well, you're going to enjoy this.
All right, and Take It on Wood, speaking of music, all coming up in our next half hour on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.